My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I had a revelation today, one that I think will actually change the trajectory of my life, and I really cannot wait to share it with you because I feel like it'll change other people's lives. But before we get into that, hello, hello, welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I am your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today listening to today's episode. This episode is going to be, I think, a really, really impactful one. One that at least I know has been changing my life a lot. And we're going to talk today a lot about just the art of contentment and how to stop wanting what she has. That's probably what I'm going to title this episode, is how to stop wanting what she has. This is something that I have been struggling with for a while and didn't even realize it is that jealousy, that discontentment, that seeing someone else and wanting what they have. So before we get into our topic, I'm going to obviously share lots of tips and tricks that I will be implementing into my own life to help with this. Before we get into it, though, make sure if you love this episode, you leave a rating. 5 stars helps a lot, and it helps us reach more people. Also, to share this episode with a friend. Send it to your friend who you think would really resonate and like this episode, or if they'd like the podcast. It helps a lot. And also, you can tag us on Instagram at HealthyBeHumanPod, and I'll be sure to repost you. Okay, let's get into it. Before we do, though, we got to self-check-in. I think last week I literally forgot to do the self-check-in until, like, I don't even know how far along. I was like, wait, we have a self-check-in we got to do. If you're new to the podcast, our self-check-in is a time to ground yourself. It's a time to really just press pause in your day, see how you're feeling and how you're really doing. So wherever you are, I want you to just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, just sighing out, letting go of anything that isn't serving you. Just release it with your breath. Okay, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Getting real with yourself and asking a follow-up question of why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, but trying to pinpoint if there is a root cause. Okay, next question. I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I love about myself? Could be internal, external. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is one area of my life that I want to really pour a lot of energy into? Maybe it's wellness, maybe it's your friendships, relationship, whatever it is, think about it. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to pour into this area of my life? Could be one small thing. Okay, next question. Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have not, I want you to grab your water and hydrate. Take a moment to pause. Quick sip. We got to hydrate, you guys. Okay, final question I have for you is I want you to think about what is something in my life right now? What's one thing that I have just not been feeling satisfied about? Maybe write it down. Okay, cool. Let's quickly get into life updates really fast. So currently 37 weeks pregnant. What? My girl could come at any given moment of time. That being said, I have been very much trying to plan and prep for her arrival. So as you may or may not know, I have my own online business. It is an online Pilates studio and app called Sweaty Studio. If you haven't already joined, go join. I will link the link below to join. We have a new fun September challenge coming. Actually, it's going to start next week on Monday. So this is your time to join. I also am working right now on opening an in-person Pilates studio, which is literally a dream of mine. I'm so excited. It's all coming together. We got the final form, application, approval thing, whatever it's called. We got the final approval and I'm so excited for that. Also, I have this podcast and social medias and all these things work-wise. So I've been trying my best to prep as much as I can before she comes. I'm going to be honest, I don't know what it's going to look like when she's here. This has been something that I've honestly been very stressed about for the past 9 months of just like, how am I going to do everything when she's here? And also obviously give her as much time and attention as possible because she's my priority, especially in the first however many weeks to really bond with her and to recover and to just do all the mom things. So I'm definitely curious how it all is going to play out. I'm really thankful that I work from home. And so I know that even when I start working again, whatever that timeline looks like and feels like for me, I think it's going to really come down to what I'm feeling. I'm excited to have her be part of my life and part of the work and everything that I'm doing. Like, we can hang out all day long and just have a blast doing Pilates together. So I'm really, really excited for that. I think it's also going to be really beautiful. I just keep hearing how much of, like, when you have a baby, you become so selfless. And I'm really excited to see how that shifts my life a lot, and just like seeing myself really have to die to myself and being this lifeline for a living being. Like, that's so exciting. And I'm nervous, but I'm really excited for it. So that has been my life recently. I feel like I've been working really, really hard trying to get everything as much progress on different projects as possible, while also trying to rest. It's a really interesting concept in third trimester. Like, I feel like I'm so tired, but also I'm like, I need to get things done, but also I need to take care of my body and this baby. And ultimately, I've been putting my rest first. If I feel like I just need to take a nap, I'm taking a nap and then resuming whatever I was doing when I feel better. So it's been a very interesting season, I will say. But I'm excited, and the due date is September 13. So I read that apparently 4% of babies are due on their due date, come on their due date, which is interesting. So I'm curious when she's going to actually come. I don't know if she might be early, might be late. We'll see. Regardless, I am really, really excited for this new season. And it's really funny too, because on my past doctor's appointments, the doctors have been like giving me all these tips on how to prep my body for labor and go into labor. And I'm like at a crossroads, because I'm like, do I go all in trying to go into labor, or do I wait a few more weeks and then go all in? Because I'm like, my life is about to forever change. So it's been really interesting. John and I have also been trying to do activities together that we will not be able to do for a while with her. So that being said, like going snorkeling together, we're going on a little day trip tomorrow down to Miami to just have a little day. We went hiking this past weekend. So obviously these are things that we can eventually do with her, but we were like, we need to just soak in some quality time together when it's just you and me before we have a new family member, which is so cool. So anyways, that has been my life lately. But I am curious. The podcast, I have not prepped ahead for the podcast. I feel like I record these in real time. I want to prep ahead, and I might do shorter episodes that are more so just topic focused, for just to have them planned out for September for you guys. But TBD on that. So bear with me. I promise I will not forget you guys. But that is my goal. I want to do some, maybe just record like in batch, a lot of little topics and fun things instead of doing so real time for a bit, at least until I know what it's like to record and have a newborn. Cause I don't even know how often newborns, I don't know much about them yet. I have never had a baby. So anyways, that's a little update for you. Let's get into our topic today. So the topic is about wanting what she has. That's like the quotation marks I'm going to have around that. What is this? What does this mean? And this is going to be an episode that I really hope and pray will open your eyes to things in your life that could be holding you back a lot from truly stepping into who God created you to be. This is not supposed to be any sort of condemning episode, but I know for a fact, I felt very convicted this morning about this topic, and my conviction may not be your conviction, but I really want to share it, what I learned. So I think the first thing to talk about is discontentment. What is discontentment? One of the best ways to look at it is shopping. Okay. I have been on, I'll just share a life story. So in 2021, I was a year out of college, it was my first year out of college. I was living in Brickell in Miami, which is like downtown. And if you know Miami, there is a shopping center called the Brickell City Center. It's super cute. They have a bunch of really good stores there, one of which is Zara. I lived in 5 to 10 minute walking distance from Azara, which is a dangerous position to be in if you are like me and love Zara. So at this time, I'm working my full-time job in public relations. I was working online. I was also building my business, Sweaty Studio, and doing all the content creation, influencer things. So I was working my butt off. And this led to me feeling a lot of that afternoon brain mush / post-workday exhaustion, brain exhaustion. I found myself really mentally not great. I was struggling a lot with anxiety, depression, things like that. And one of my outlets that I discovered made me feel better in the moment was going shopping at Zara. Around this time, I also started dating my now husband, John. He lived in New York City. I lived in Miami, so we were doing long distance. And I don't even know if I've shared this on the podcast. I feel like this is pretty vulnerable. But when I first started dating him, so he was working on Wall Street and I was working an entry-level PR job. And I was making not a whole lot of money. So whenever I'd go up to New York, I wanted him to think I was really cool. And I wanted him to think I was this famous, rich influencer that lived in Miami. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed.
Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So I would literally go and buy clothes at Zara, new clothes. I'd get a spray tan. I'd get my nails done. I'd get my hair done. I would do everything in my power to look very put together and quote unquote perfect so that he would have this perception of me and his friends would think I was also this cool person. Anyways, it didn't last very long because one night we were at a party and my heel on my Zara boot snapped off, like completely snapped off. I remember going upstairs and I went into his room and I was bawling my eyes out on the bed, just crying so hard because it was more than my boot snapping. It was the fact that I was pretending to be this person that I wanted to be. I wanted people to think I was. I wanted people to think I was really rich and had a lot of money, and I wanted people to think I was famous and really cool. And so I remember he came up into his room and was like, "Are you okay?" This is the first time he'd seen me like break down like this. And I basically opened up to him about how I was actually not, I wasn't making that much money. I was just not these things that I'd been trying to be. And I remember he was like, he didn't look at me any different. He loved me still and accepted me still, and it wasn't about those things. Okay, so why am I telling you this story? First things first, going into discontentment, I felt very discontent with the clothes that I had, which is why I was going to Zara every other week, I would say, and shopping and buying new clothes. Even though my closet had so many clothes in it, I did not think that I had the best clothes. So there was an area of discontentment there in my heart. I wasn't actually going to share that entire story, but I think the reason why I shared the whole thing is to show you that a lot of times discontentment starts from an unhealthy belief system. So in this situation, I was believing a lie that I needed to be somebody else. I needed to look a certain way in order for the guy I was dating to think I was hot and attractive and love me. When in reality, when all of that extra fluff was just stripped off, he still loved me. Like it just disproved everything I was believing. And I, even to get further into it, because I know you might be thinking, well, Callie, you were still wearing the makeup, you're still doing all the things, like your heel just snapped, you were crying, it's like whatever. So also around this time I was really into partying, and I don't think this was the same party, but it might have been the same party or the same trip, I'm not sure. I know it was one specific trip, everything spiraled. But it was New Year's, this specific occasion, not the heel snap. Actually, maybe the heel snap was on New Year's. I'm not totally sure. Anyways, I drank too much, too many peppermint schnapp shots. And I was very much not there. So I eventually get to the point where I drink way too much. I hadn't eaten enough food that day. It was like a bad combination. And I ended up going up to his room and literally just throwing up when everyone was going out. Like we were at a pregame at his house or his apartment. And then we were going out after for New Year's. I didn't even make it out. Like that's how drunk I was at the party. So here I am in his bathroom, literally throwing up, and he's holding back my hair, waving peppermint essential oil in front of my nose, trying to help revive me because I'm also like literally about to pass out. It basically, I end up in the bathtub with hot water pouring over me. He's sitting on his toilet eating a box of pizza. I'm a disaster at this point. I'm a wreck. Like, crying my eyes out, just so embarrassed, so vulnerable. And it was like, oh my goodness, everything that I had tried to pretend to be was just completely gone. So I'm pretty sure this was all in the same weekend, honestly, or within trips. It just all started to spiral. And that's a lot of times what happens when we try and pretend to be someone else, is you can only pretend to be someone else for so long because you're in denial about who you really are. So now that you kind of have a better idea from my perspective of what discontentment can look like and manifest as in your life, I want to just talk about the question of, is it bad to want what someone else has? And so in this situation, I was definitely consuming a lot of social media. I was seeing a lot of people online who looked like they had everything together. And also too, living in Miami, I worked at a reformer Pilates studio, and a lot of our clients were extremely wealthy. They had all the plastic surgery, all the perfect workout sets, perfect hair, nails, everything. So I was also very much exposed to this world on a daily basis of quote unquote perfection. And so I think it's really important, if you are in that world or you are in that situation, to be really on guard, to be on guard of what ideas and beliefs you can start to think and believe without even realizing it. That's just the way the enemy works, is he will plant little seeds in our mind. And if we don't catch them when they first are planted, then they can grow into bigger things, faulty belief systems, strongholds, things that hold us back truly from stepping into who God calls us to be. And so if you are wanting something that someone else has, I think the best place to start is really asking yourself why. Like, when did this first begin? And if you're a Christian and you believe in the Lord or not, if you're not a Christian, you can still do this. Like, I like to ask God to show me, when did this first begin? Because ultimately, God is truth. Jesus is our truth. He's going to show you the truth in the situation. And a lot of times when we're believing lies, it's almost like we have like fog goggles over our eyes where we think we're seeing everything clearly, but until we take off the glasses, we realize that we haven't been. Okay, so I'd like to ask, when did this first start? And then take a moment to really just let your mind take you back and invite God into it. Ask God to show you when it first started. So maybe like this morning, for example, I was working through something around wanting my hair to be different. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to want to do something to your hair or to do your nails or whatever. And this is something that I've been really thinking about the past few days. But I think the bigger issue is when you are obsessively thinking about it, when you believe that you are not as beautiful if your hair doesn't look a certain way, or if your nails aren't done, or if you believe that you aren't as attractive or that people won't love you as much, like that's where there's like, okay, we have some issues. And I think the big problem for me that exposed there was a faulty belief is that I was saying that I knew I'd feel better if I got my hair dyed a different color. So that in itself is like, okay, we shouldn't put our happiness and our livelihood in something that's very temporary. Okay, so I feel like I rambled for a little bit on that, for getting to the root of it, but truly get to the root of it. And once you're at the root of it, I want you to ask yourself, or ask the Lord, Lord, what is the lie I'm believing about this situation? And then ask him, what is the truth? Show me the truth, Lord, about the situation. Oftentimes, these lies or roots actually can start in our childhood. I have a lot of things around my appearance that stemmed from my childhood, stemmed from me wanting to be like my best friend and not being confident or secure in myself. So it's really oftentimes looking all the way back to our childhood helps us get to why are we experiencing the things we're experiencing today in terms of our beliefs and stuff. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is feeling secure versus insecure. Wanting what someone else has and believing that if you have that thing, your life is going to be just so much more elevated, so much better, that can lead to a lot of insecurity. And let me explain why. The world is going to continue to feed us trends after trends. If you just look at fashion, for example, there's a reason why we have the Y2K that started in the 2000s and now it's back. Why we have the 70s style that started in the 70s and it came back. Why we have all these things that, all these different trends in fashion specifically that have seriously made just big cycles over time. Like my mom, she looks at my closet sometimes and she's like, I should have kept all my old clothes for you because it all looks literally like what I had. But the thing with fashion trends is they can be in one day, out the next. So if we're putting our confidence and we're putting our security in the clothes that we have, like let's say you go buy a cute little workout set at Free People Movement and you feel so confident that day. You're like, I'm wearing my new workout set. I feel so good. It's great. I know the feeling. But then days later, you start to feel less satisfied. You've worn the outfit a couple times. Maybe you didn't wash it because you wanted to wear it so bad. And the excitement, the initial dopamine hit that you got when you bought that thing, it slowly begins to wear off. And then you're like, on to the next thing. This is an example of insecurity, because you're placing false security in the world. The world is fleeting. The trends in the world are constantly changing. One day something's in, the next day it's out. One day something's cool, the next day it's not cool. When we put so much effort into keeping up with the trends, that is when we feel insecure in ourselves, is when we put so much of our worth and our and how we see ourselves in our outward appearance, in even in the things we're saying. It just, the keeping up with the Joneses thing, it can get so real if you don't catch it in time. And now I want to talk about how do you actually feel secure. I think security really comes through knowing the Lord, knowing how Jesus sees you. And he showed me this morning, he like, when I was doing the little exercise about identifying the root cause of something and what's the lie, what's the truth, the Lord, he just spoke to me so clearly about how he sees me. And I'll read you like an example of what he said so you kind of get a better idea of what maybe the Lord might sound like. It's spontaneous thoughts for me, at least. Oftentimes when I'm journaling, it's not like an audible voice. It's like, Kali, you are beautiful. It's like little thoughts that pop into my mind while I'm writing things down. So he said, I handcrafted you, Callie, in my image. You are precious in my sight. I have knit you together and formed you perfectly in the womb. You don't have to be like someone else to be accepted. I've already accepted you. Be secure in me and you will prosper. Don't be secure in the world, for it is fleeting. The world is fleeting, but I am forever. I made you for more. Like, literally, what? So beautiful. So beautiful. So anyways, God is never changing. He literally never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we listen to what our Creator says about us and we truly believe it and we walk in that, we're going to feel 1,000% more confident and so much more secure. We're not going to struggle with trying to change who we are, how we speak, what we look like in order for more people to like us, because we're not focused on what other people think about us. We're focused on what God thinks about us and what he says about us. I'm preaching to myself too. I'm currently walking through this, you guys. So this is why it's like, I haven't figured it all out, but it's, my eyes have been really opened to this today. Okay, but I want to talk really fast about, like, is it bad to hop on a trend? Or is it bad to like something or want something? And I personally don't think it is bad. I don't think it's bad to see an outfit you like and buy it for yourself. I don't think it's wrong to see a color of nail polish and be like, wait, I love that. Or to go and find decorations for your house that you're like obsessed with and you get, like, that's fun. And I don't see what's wrong with that. I think what's more of an issue though is when you are getting those things because you want people to like you more or to be impressed by your house or to be impressed by your outfit. Like, what's the heart posture behind it? Why are you getting your nails done? Are you trying to impress other people? Or are you just, it's fun for you, it's cute, you like your nails like that, makes you feel girly, like whatever it is. I think it's important to really get to the root of that. And also too, realizing that it is important, like we all have our own personal style. So being really on guard of who is influencing you. Let's be real, like consuming content, it plants ideas in our mind. We see things that we like. Pinterest is fun for a reason. We see Pinterest and it's like, it feeds us what our personal style is. And it's like so much fun. So I think it's important to really understand what your personal style is, what do you like, and not get so swayed by what everyone else likes. That is one way you can remain a lot more secure and really know your personal style, is to not be like, oh, all these girls have this handbag, I must need to get it now, even if you don't love it. Does that make sense? Okay, so I want to finish talking about this topic by giving you a little analogy that popped into my mind when I was planning this episode today. And it is about a puzzle. So if you look at a puzzle, you will notice that every single puzzle piece is different. Different sizes, different shapes. A lot of them have similarities, making up a total picture. But there's no puzzle piece in the puzzle that is identical to the next, or else that would be kind of defeating the point of a puzzle. So if we mesh ourselves to be something else, we're actually missing out on God's plan for us, which is us fitting into this master plan of a puzzle, because we're all puzzle pieces that make up a total plan. So really just let that sink in for a moment. If you're trying to become someone you're not, you really could be missing out on what His call and purpose is for your life. And oftentimes that really stems from, what am I really believing about my identity and about who I am? Because oftentimes so much of the choices we make in our life, the things we desire, it all stems from the identity that we have for ourselves. So that is my little talk today about wanting what she has. I hope this helps you a little bit. If you have any questions, hit me up on Instagram. I'd love to talk more about it. And if you love the episode, send it to your friends, share it on your stories, all the things, and leave a review. But contentment is definitely something that we have to actively work towards. I don't think it's necessarily natural given the world that we live in today, but it is possible. Working towards it every day, catching those thoughts when they come in that are not thoughts of contentment. Okay, well, I hope you love this episode. I will see you next week. Keep being amazing, keep being healthy but human, and know that you have a special plan and you are a special puzzle piece, my gorgeous queen, in the overarching master plan the Lord has for us. All right, I'll see you next time. Keep being amazing and stay healthy but human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.